I think it's really funny that you're still motivated by fear after all these years, that you admit that too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great motivating factor because, I mean, this could all go away. You know, the thing about me, I'm a grateful person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to be. Maybe not as grateful as I could be, but I try to be grateful. When I think about it, I better not take what I've got for granted because a lot of people would be more than grateful to be able to do what I do for a living. So, it could all go away tomorrow. You know? So I live in fear that I want to make it the best I can now.
You're so grounded. I love it.
I'm Gregory Day. This is PDXPodcast.com. At the top of the show, you heard Jim Heath of the Reverend Horton Heat. We'll be playing three shows at the Doug Fir Lounge starting this Saturday. They're supporting their album Whole New Life, just released on Victory Records. The title refers partly to the addition of new bandmates RJ Contreras on drums and Matt Jordan on piano. Big Sandy, Voodoo Glow Skulls, and the Delta Bombers join the Reverend for the live shows. More on that from Jim right now.
We've done so many tours over the years, the Voodoo Glow Skulls, it's crazy. We've done so many tours and shows, the Delta Bombers, it's crazy. So many tours with Big Sandy. Big Sandy's like family to us. So, I mean, I'm excited, but hey, I get to do this all the time.
You're on such a cool label to Tom at Victory Records, the nicest guy, and they're giving you a lot of freedom. I want to talk about your recent interview on Jonesy's Jukebox with Steve Jones. I think it was the best interview you've ever done.
That was fun. Yeah, that was a fun day. That show was really off the cuff. I mean, you never know what he's going to do or say, you know. And so he has a little team of people that are there. So if he thinks of something just off the top of his head, let's play Little Richard. You know that one that goes, you know? Oh, yeah. So these guys start searching out what he's talking about, and they get it on there. It's crazy. That's a great show. Really, really great team there working with him, too. So
there were some gold nuggets that you dropped during that show, how you learned how important lyrics can be from Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues. That song is pure poetry.
Yeah, it's the thing about it is that, you know, it is a beautiful song, and it's powerful, one of the more powerful songs in the history of country music. So, but, you know, what got me was that I heard the live. And when I heard how the lyrics hit those prisoners, knowing they were prisoners and all that, I mean, when I was 10 years old, that was like, man, that was kabamba. Like, hit upside the head with reality. I was going, wow. And it then made, like I said, I probably said in the interview, that made me realize how powerful lyrics can be. So, you know, before that, it was all just like, la, 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 you know.
True.
You're my candy girl or whatever. I don't know what 8-year-olds were listening to in 1968. Well, I remember, but vaguely.
Well, I also loved hearing you both complain about touring. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I probably said this on that show, too. You know, my thing is that at my age, I actually enjoy playing music way more than I did when I was younger. It's because there's a lot less pressure now. I just get up there and smile and let it rip and have a great time. And it's really worked for me, you know. But traveling, I'm done with that, you know. The alternative is freezing starvation, so I'll travel.
I think it's really funny that you're still motivated by fear after all these years, that you admit that too.
Oh, yeah, it's a great motivating factor because, I mean, this could all go away. You know, the thing about me, I'm a grateful person.
Yeah.
I try to be. Maybe not as grateful as I could be, but I try to be grateful. When I think about it, I better not take what I've got for granted because a lot of people would be more than grateful to be able to do what I do for a living. So, you know, man, this is part of what I do. It could all go away tomorrow. You know? So I live in fear that I want to make it the best I can now.
Right. You're so grounded. I love it. You did a great Roy Orbison, too, on the show. Fantastic.
Hey, man, you're very nice. Thank you. I like you a lot. I don't know if I could do that right now. I actually warmed up my voice for that show, God, because I knew I was going to have to do something. So,
you know, I've been reading in interviews, you've been gushing about your band, too. I mean, absolutely gushing about pianist Matt Jordan. Apparently, he does a solo in a Psychobilly Freakout.
Yeah, he does a lot of them now. I mean, I throw him a lot of solos, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, for the first time in the history of Reverend Horton Heat, I'm getting to really be a cool rhythm guitar player instead of just having to play while I'm singing. And, you know, it's just pretty cool. Yeah, no, he does a lot of great. So the solo in Psychobilly Freakout is an organ solo that is unreal. It's really great.
Did a lot of people discover you through that song? I know I did, from Believe It or Not, Beavis and Butthead.
No, MTV was an important thing, you know, and then it got so mainstream. Then it got to where it wasn't even music anymore. It's just been crazy what all happened to that, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, Psychobilly Freakout, they used it on Beavis and Butthead, and it was a great thing for our career, and I really appreciate Mike Judge doing that.
I would like to talk about your Gretsch G6120, because you did a wonderful video on this signature-issue guitar. And I tell you what I really loved about this video was the treble pickup.
Yeah, I use the rhythm pickup a lot nowadays. It's an awesome guitar. It's good. I'm used to it, though. You know what I mean? The thing about it is that you get used to what you're used to, and you kind of just stick with that, I think, for some people. You know, there's other people that can play all sorts of different types of guitars, and I have different ones, but yeah, I really like mine. I'm just used to it, and so I'm grateful they did it, yeah.
You got pretty nostalgic talking about visiting old guitar centers and your old Gibson and picking up 50s guitars for $300.
Well, I've got a lot better stores than Guitar Center, man. Going to places like Charlie's Guitar Shop, and hitting the flea markets and Eugene's Pawn Shop, man. That it was crazy. You could get so much cool stuff at that place. Well, so anyway, yeah. No, I happened into Guitar Center because I was already a touring musician. I was playing 30 on a 30 show tour, and my guitar was buzzing every night, and I walked in. It was in my, that's a cool guitar, by the way. It's a Gibson ES-175D, and it's 54, but it was buzzing, and I could every night I was trying to fix it, and it was just too big of a problem. I didn't have a backup, so I went into, I was just happened to be in Guitar Center buying some strings or something, and there it was. I said, okay, I gotta have a guitar that works. I tried it, felt great, and here I am. Here I am. And since then, I've gotten more into the. I had an old Guild a long time ago that I played. It was my main guitar in Reverend Horton Heat for quite a while, you know, but I never really got into the Gretsch thing till then. Our last tour, we had this 10-foot-tall inflatable Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on stage. And it was, he had a couple of crashes that it could have probably fallen on somebody. But it got pretty close to me and Matt one night, but it didn't fall on us. We probably were joking around. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Rudolph, some nights it looked like he was too drunk to get up. It was pretty funny. Spinal Tap happens to me every day of my life. It's something from that movie. It's real crazy.
Your drummer, RJ, now he's added a bit of soul to the band, and boy, you can sure hear it on the new album. A very upbeat rock and roll record, Whole New Life. You must feel good about this record.
I feel real good about it. It's the most positive record I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And it was I don't know, just a lot of the lyrics are really heartfelt, you know, and, you know, if it's not heartfelt, I don't want to do it, you know?
Right, right.
So, you know, there's, yeah, it's, it, yeah, this album is, it came out really well, and you know what, the songs are working really well, too, with our crowd, so mm-hmm. we're pretty excited. It's a whole new life.
Like a new band.
Well, it is. I mean, that's why it was appropriate. You know, I had this song, Whole New Life, and then I was thinking about album titles. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, wow, you know, it really is like a whole new life for this band with these new guys in it. Let's call the album Whole New Life. So
right.
there you go. I'm not really an album concept person. I'm more of a 50s, let's go make a single.
Gotcha.
With a B-side kind of guy, you know. But right. The albums is what people want. People love albums. I do, too. I've got a bunch of albums, you know, like everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm the concept album thing. It's not really, you know, it's not exact. But this thing, this album is a little bit of a concept because mm-hmm. it's so positive, and there's a lot of things that kind of run through the songs in that respect. So, yeah. You know, it is what it is.
I really enjoyed the vocal performance on I Hate to See You Cry. That's actually my favorite song on this album.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, you know what? That one's a sleeper. That one's, a lot of people really love that song now. And so, yeah, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's a heartfelt song for me. And because, you know, it's about me leaving my girls to go on tour, you know,
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. Well, it's fun. It's working live. So my guys seem to like it.
What a pleasure to speak with you, and I really appreciate it. I love this new upbeat and optimistic direction. You must be cheering up.
Yeah, I'm finally cheering up. Yeah, yeah.
Has to happen.
Man, maybe I am. I don't know.
That's
I don't know. I try. No, if you ask my guys, they'll tell you I'm the same old asshole.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back very shortly. See you then.